Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He Himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children, to those who keep His covenant and remember His precepts to do them. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you His angels, mighty in strength, who perform His word, obeying the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts, you who serve Him, doing His will. Bless the Lord, all you works of His, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Do you ever wonder why you exist? Day-to-day activities and worries pull us in so many directions that most of us seldom think about the goal of life. But our Creator made us with a purpose, to glorify Him. In His Word, God tells those of us who are believers to testify to His faithfulness and His mighty works. Jesus considered this important as well. When teaching His disciples how to communicate with God, He began His prayer with adoration of His Father. That's why we should give as much attention to praising the Lord as we do to making petitions. It can be challenging to prioritize worship when we sit down to pray. In fact, doing so might even feel awkward now and then. Yet Psalm 103 verse 2 tells us to remember God's benefits so we'll glorify Him. This psalm also shows us how to lift the Heavenly Father up with our words. Specifically, we should praise God for His character and His work. When was the last time you simply praised the Lord? Observe how God the Father is exalted in the Psalms and throughout the Scriptures. Then worship Him with praise as you spend time basking in His presence.